Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Michael Maresco. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. I hope everyone had a great holiday.
Oh, we absolutely did. Larry and I were just talking about that today. We're here, feel like the only people in the building, and the heat finally went on. So that feels Yeah, thank you, Mr. Scrooge, for turning on the heat. No, I'm just kidding.
That was very nice of Ed.
Oh, thank you. I know my hands aren't frozen anymore. But you have been involved for years with Marshfield Community Christmas, and this year with the passing of George Earl, who I always like to call the head elf. I know a lot of other people stepped in and helped to fill the gap, and I was hoping you could give us a recap of what happened this year. I heard that everyone who applied for help was able to receive that. Is that true?
That is correct. Once again, we've never had to turn anyone away. All the families that needed assistance were able to get and share in the magic of Christmas. Their children were able to wake up yesterday morning and see gifts under their trees, thanks to Marshfield Community Christmas. After the passing of George, Brenda and a number of other volunteers stepped up to continue the process to make sure that, applications get processed and packages get put together for them, and they came and picked them up and get their holiday meal. Also, they got a gift card for their holiday meal. So everything just continued as usual.
That's wonderful. Now, I don't know if you have the numbers yet. Would you happen to have the totals of the amount of kids and families that actually did receive help?
I know it was over 200 families in, I want to say, like 400 kids the last time I had spoken to anyone. So I can get those numbers, but that's usually about the amount of people we take care of. Sometimes the children fluctuate, but they're usually like 220, 225 families and 400 to 500 children.
And I know if it has happened like it has in the past, a lot of times a lot of people, they've been meaning to get there. They finally donate at the last minute. And same with some of the recipients. I know in the past there have been volunteers working to help get those gifts out on not only Christmas Eve, sometimes on Christmas Day, too. Did that happen again this year?
That is correct. People do wait to the last minute. Everyone has to put an application in and they get processed. And there are those, few families that, didn't call, were sort of embarrassed to call, and people call on them. And, we have, the packages put together for them, and they come by and pick them up, or someone drops them off right at their house, because that's the whole intention of Community Christmas, is for everyone to share in the magic. And with the passing of George Earl, Father Christmas, we want to make sure that, we continue that tradition.
Now, if there's a way that people are thinking, it's a good organization. I know that you folks start working on putting this together, pretty much right now for next year. If people want to think, I want to do it early this year, I'm going to contribute. If people want to send a donation to Marshfield Community Christmas, how do they do that?
Christine, they can do it all year round. They can make their checks out to Marshfield Community Christmas, P.O. Box 713, Marshfield, Mass., 02050, and goes right to our P.O. box, and our volunteers, our elves, work all year preparing for this, and they'll pick up the checks and deposit them. And people should feel good. 99 cents out of every dollar goes right into helping families of need. We're all volunteers. The Fair Association gives us the office, so we have a few incidentals that we have to take care of, but the fair pays for the heat and electricity of the office, and all of our volunteers work for free.
That's terrific. And anything else you want to add about this year's donations and gift giving with Marshfield Community Christmas?
I just want to say really thank you to all. The Marshfield community is fantastic. No matter which organization it is, people step up and they contribute. They, even during difficult times, they contribute. And this year was a sad situation with George passing away. And I think because of that, a lot more people stepped up. And, it was good for Marshfield Community Christmas financially to help as we go forward in the future.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you joining us. Thank you again. Again, that's Michael Maresco. And, of course, who doesn't remember George Earl in a wonderful and loving way, not only for Community Christmas, but for everything he did in this community. What a terrific person.
Thank you, Christine. Merry Christmas.
You too.